Okay, good morning. Masechet Beitza Daf Yud. And we start at the bottom of Beitza Daf Tet. So we saw here a bit of a problem between steerers and apparent steerers in our current Mishnah and the first Mishnah in the Perek. When the first Mishnah in the Perek had seen that Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai argued, and Beit Shammai was more makel, he was more lenient with regards to Simchat Yom Tov, and Beit Hillel was more machmir with regards to them, with the animals, etc., and cut them in front of the dogs. And yeah, we saw that it seems like Beit Shammai is more machmir, Hillel is more making. The Gemara asked a question, Rabbi Yochanan said, Mechlefet Hashitas, turn the shit around and make it here, the other way around, Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai. The Gemara says, well, maybe no. That's not the real problem. And we're going to see now for the rest of the Amud, the Gemara is basically going to be pushing the problem down the road and saying, that's not the problem where there's where the Shittas are problematic. That's not the problem. When Rabbi Yochanan said, Mechlefet Hashitas, he meant something else. Was going to send us down to another Mishnah, and then to another Mishnah, and to another Mishnah. We're going to start then today and tomorrow seeing those other Mishnahs, because those Mishnahs all are coming up and Daf Yud Aleph and later on. So the Gemara says, "But Shamim lo yitol edim ken na'aner mibod yom nin arim nin na'im bod." If you actually shook the bird before you entered, but Hillel said, "No, you say just zev and down in hotel." So Gemara says again, "I'm becoming simply yontu Beit Shammai lechum Hillel kula." So here we have that Beit Shammai saying you got to actually touch the bird before you can shecht on yontu, but Hillel says, "No, it's good enough just to declare." And there we said there's a steer between Shochet Chayiv Off and in our first Mishnah. And there Rabbi Yochanan said, Chayiv Shittas. Gemara said, no. But Yom Elohi, this went up to yesterday. Maybe that's not the real reason. That's not the problem we're having with Rabbi Yochanan said, Shochet Shittas. Ad kan lo amre Beit Shammai, Elayche Deike Daka notes. Why was, but in other words, we're trying to try and say, it's not that Beit Shammai is always Mekil on Simchat Yontov. And over here there's a steer now, suddenly he's Machmir. But really Beit Shammai is Machmir. In the first Mishnah, why was he makil for extenuating circumstance? Because there was that spade already dug in the ground. And that's what made the big difference to his life. So therefore, we already have started the process of the digging, taking out the sand. So there was a place to be makil. But really, no. Right? So therefore, but even Beit Shammai in the first Mishnah of our Masechta, if the spade wasn't dug in the ground, would have said, no, you can't use it. Even though it would have affected your Simchat Yom Tov. And therefore, we say over the same thing. He's saying over here now, there's this bird. If you haven't touched the bird and shook in the bird and actually held the bird in your hand and said, this is the bird I want, right? He would say no. Right, look at Rashi. Vahanami, lahadami, dilma mam nichvish dakat le tata bichdi. Same thing over here. What's going on over here? If you would have said in the first case, if you hadn't had a daka na'ut, everything else would be mukti, you can't do it, the whole process would have been stopped. So too over here. If you haven't actually touched the bird, what's going to happen? You might say that's the bird. And then on Yontov, pick up the bird and decide, you know, I don't want that bird, or have Rachmanis on the bird, or decide you're not going to shech the bird. And then you metal tell a bird, but for that reason, that was Mukta. When isn't it Mukta, says Beit Shammai, if you've already identified the bird, you're holding and you dedicate, this is my bird, this is, and I've set it aside, that's the dove that I want. Then, chance are you're going to take the bird. If the first time you're actually handling the bird is today on Shab, on Yontov, right, look what he says in Rashi. The Dilma Mamlich the Mamlich Batle La has Mamlich. Now he's not having the bird anymore, so that verbal description of Batle La Mafra is essentially was null and void. He picked up the bird, picked up the Muksa bird. So Beit Shammai says, so that's similar to the spade. The spade wasn't stuck in the ground, he'd say no. So if you hadn't touched the bird, he'd say no. In other words, you have to have an extra step of preparation for Beit Shammai to enable you to not say Muksa on Yontif. And again, so too with regards to Behidel. There, while Beit Hillel Machmir, says, "Ina mi ad kan lo kav Beit Hillel chacha lekaven demuktzahu." Bomer bomer zeh vzeh. I need to tell Sagi. Beit Hillel's saying, the Gemara is making a distinction now between muktzah and an isur derabanan. Okay, muktzah is more like a gzeira, not an isur, right? So you got isur derabanan, which is a higher level isur than just muktzah. So it says over here as well, "Ad kan lo kav Beit Hillel chacha." Beit Hillel said, "You could take the bird over here, just good enough if you made a declaration." Why? Elekaven de Muktza. It's only Muktza, so to speak. Right? Look at Rashi. Elekaven de Muktza. The third white line is Rashi. Kaven de Eino Asur. And it's Muktza. The whole reason it's Asur because of Muktza. Bazman, therefore, just a verbal declaration is good enough. Zebazan, you tell Aval Hatam there in our first mission in the beginning of the parak with regards to the Nevela law. Right? They say, well, that's not good enough because that is not a case of Muktza. That's an Isur Rabbanan. Okay, that's what he wants to say over here. The Gemara says, "Ele e kashia kashia." But if you've got a kashia, right, on the steerers, but so there's not really a steer here. Basically, we can comfortably explain Beit Shammai there, Beit Shammai here, that there Beit Shammai, just like you wanted a dakar na'utz, daycare. Now it's after you wanted that you had touched the chicken. And Behir Alveh, it was Yisrael Rabbanan, he had some books. So therefore, there's no real steer between the two missions. We can miyasha the steer quite easily. But if the Gemara says, if you think there's a kasha between Beit Shammai and Hashammai, he says, he has the kasha. Now the Gemara refers to a Mishnah in tomorrow's daf. You've got this pesel. Now a pesel and a mortar, right, is, now the mortar is this like bucket story and the pesel is the eli, is the crusher story. Now it's muktza. We see a bit of a difference. It could be muktza for a couple of reasons. The main reason muktza is actually Machlokes Rashi Tosfot, but the way we can explain them, our Gemara is according to Rashi. That the main reason with the wazas pesel mukta, because it's a kli shemelachto leisum, right? So kli shemelachto leisum. If you go back to the when we at the introduction to the shir, right? So we said that there are a couple of reasons why kain will be mukta. So we said that a kli shemelachto leisur is a kli that the primary purpose of that kli is for something which is mukta, right? Which is asur on yont. For example, a pen, you can't write on a pen. Right, or a hammer. You can't use a hammer. However, we did say that according to the halacha, we know this in Masechet Shabbos as well, that a kli shemelachto le'isur is mutar le'tzorech makomo or gufo. Remember? And if you want to use the hammer, the classic example to crush up a nut, you know, a hammer for melachto le'isur for knocking nails into walls, etc., is asur. And therefore, the kli by definition is the melachto le'isur. If you take that kli and you want to use it for the gufo, for actually using the hammer for its own purpose, for knocking over a nut, it's mutar on yontif, even on Shabbos, right? And also, letzorich makomo, if it's in a place where you need that place, you can move. What we said was it's asur letzorich atzmo, right? In other words, if you're concerned that it might get, burnt by the sun, you can't move it indoors. That's how we explained it. So here, I've got this elidus pesel. Now, I'm going to argue in daf tomorrow whether we say that it's a melachto. Do we hold that a klisha melachto leisur is mutar letzorech makomo letzorech gufo? Can use it or can't use it? Bachama seems to say no. So, we'll see, if you think it's a steer between Bachama and Hillel, then look at this. If you take this eli, you take all this pestle, now imagine, don't think of it like a literal pestle and mortar like you've all got at home, like to crush some spices. Think of a big pestle and mortar, okay? And a big pestle and mortar. We'll see that we'll get in a second. So, like I said, the pestle and mortar, imagine like a big pestle and mortar. So, we're not discussing now specifically grinding. Firstly, on Shabbos and Yontif, there's an Isra Melocha of Kotesh, right? Of Kotesh. Now, in theory, anything you could have done in Yontif is Mutar and Yontif. So, Ketisha, you should have done before Yontif. Why are you doing Ketisha on Yontif? Like a chicken. A chicken, if you shechted it in Yontif, the meat would be bad by Yontif, right? But it's a bread. If you didn't bake it in Yontif, it would be bad on Yontif. You want fresh bread on Yontif. So you can do all those things, but Ketisha, I mean, unless you want to say that the pepper would have lost its flavor by Yontif. Okay, I got that answer. Okay, maybe. So maybe for that you'd be able, I don't know. But no, it's a question. It's a good question. But look what he says over here. Let's not get confused with the facts. Okay? He says over here, Machlok Rabia and with Eli tomorrow. Le katzev la basa, you want to take this Eli, the pestle, you want to use it as a chopping board for meat. Rashi, daf avi says the kaved, it's a thick piece of wood and heavy. The kochin bo chitim le tagis v'tisne. Normally you'd use it to grind up wheat. So wheat tagis and tisne like different levels of I think it's like different levels. I think we said this in Shabbos. It's like different. You can crush up the wheat into fine wheat and more coarse crushed wheat, and there are different stages of wheat. I think that's what the targis and the tisne was. We explained like in Shabbos. Have a melachto isu says Rashi. So now the Kesav Beit Shammai asked the Tal Telo, and Rashi the Beit Shammai says once it's a melachto leisur, you can't use even a tzorich gufo, right? That's what Beit Shammai says. Hilah Matrim is no problem. So therefore, what do we see? Abi Avi Gabe see Bchad Yom Tov Beit Shammai Luchumah Hilah Kule. Here we got the other way around. Now he has a proper steer on our first Mishnah. Here Beit Shammai is the one saying you can't use this eli for Simchat Yom Tov. I want to chop up meat. I've got fresh meat. I want to chop it up, and all I've got, the only thing I've got to cut up is this pestle. Beit Shammai says, he says no problem. Ramin, we're going to steer. Ashochet chayvo beshamai. Quotes the first Mishnah there. Beshamai said, okay. He'll said no. And on that, Rabbi Yochanan mukhref rashitas. So we're trying to find where did Rabbi Yochanan say mukhref rashitas. We change the shitas around to try and resolve this story. He says, again, but why do you want to do that? Mimai, maybe there's no steer here whatsoever. Dil melohi, ad kalokam beshamai hata, melechadiki deke notes. Again, there, Beit Shammah was made kill in the first Mishnah. Why? Because the spade was already in the ground. But if it wasn't there, it wouldn't be the case. And this over here is like not having a decade notes, I suppose. It's not prepared. This is a muk, a cliche, a lachtol isur. And Beit Shammah is saying, you can't use the Torah Gufo. Doesn't agree with that that kula. And therefore, once it's asur. And there's no prep. We haven't got the decker notes. If you haven't got the decker notes, and that's why they said, okay, yeah, he says no. Inami, the same from the other side of the machlokes. Look at Rabbi Hillel Hacha. Why is he allowing you to use this Eli? And the Deika, Torah Kli alav. Because he says it's got a Kli. It's called a Kli. It's not just, it's got Kli. Look at Rashi. Torah Kli alav. Afa pish imlach tol isur. Even though it's imlach tol isur, mutal tatl shor gufo. But Hillel says no. If it's a Kli, so that's already close to being allowed to be used in the office. No muktzah, kalim are not muktzah by definition. Ah, this is a kli shevelach tol isur. That's what makes it muktzah. But since you can use it for something else, it would be okay. Aval hatam there with regards to the badana. So again, we can resolve the stereo, not necessarily say we've got a stereo between Hillel and Beit Shammai, where there Beit Shammai's makel, here is machmir, here Beit Hillel's makel, there is machmir. El again, ikashia akashia. We're looking for a kashia. Well, maybe Beit Shammai, Hillel, Mamas sote one another, and Rabbi Yochanan has to say Mukhleb Rashidus, then it's this. This is the Kashi. Again, this is another Gemara there on Daf Yud Aleph, I think. Yes. Tomorrow. Beit Shammai, we may not need that already now. Dorsan. Velo Yag Bihenu. Elim Ken, Yeshlav Kazai Basa, Rila Matiri. What's going on over here? We learned this as well in Masechet Shabbos, I think. What's the Masechet Shabbos? We learned this already. That when it comes to shechting animals, look at Rashi here. If they shechted animals on Yontif, so you know one of the ways that the Kohanim we said would get rich was from all the leather hides that they have on the korbanot and all the korbanot come on Yontif. So Beit Shammai says that on Yontif, if you shecht the animal and you take the hide, you can't put the leather down in front of God to trample over it. Now the trampling over was an important part of the process of the hide. That's how they would sort of like press out the hide and dry it out and make it good for use. Look at Rashi, the fiat dorsan. You shouldn't put it in the walk over, which is el tzorach imu, because part of the processing, shemit abel aydei hadrisat, becoming processed. And Behilal says, no problem, you can do it. So Beit Shammai says, this is a kazayit basar on it, right? Because it's not mukta. Behilal says, no problem, you can do it. And Rashi says, "Ahava mina here is mishum simchat yom tov." That's why we think he said you can do it. Simchat yom tov. Why? Tilo sharit lelo shachit. If you don't let the kohanim get the leather, they won't shecht. We're wasting our time shechting for. We can't get the leather. What are we going to do it for? So they won't be simchat yom tov. The kohanim won't want to shecht the animals, and therefore there won't be people bringing all their, their chagigas and etc. to come and eat. It won't be. It'll affect simchat yom tov. That's the hava min at the moment, and you can't take it. Right, so Alma Gabasibra Job Shabnachumah. So Rashi says, Hava Mina is that what's our reason over here is Beit Shammai saying, no, I don't care about Simchat Yom Tov, you still can't do it. He'll say, what are you talking about? We need Simchat Yom Tov. And this is a stira between the Veraminu again, Hashokhet Chayvop Yom Tov, Vechule, from our first writer, from our first Mishnah. And this may be Amar Biyochel Mechid Rashidus. So maybe we finally found the Gemara says no again. We might, maybe not. Why are you forcing us to say change the Shittas? Isn't there a way we can resolve the stereos without having to do that? Now, it's possible that we don't want to just go, if we don't have to say Mukhlef Lashit, we don't want it, right? We don't want to say there's a mistake in the Mishnah. So we can resolve the Mishnah there and the Mishnah here. We'd rather do that than say Mukhlef Lashit. So we say, Dilma Lohi, maybe not so. Same idea. There, Beit Shammah was particularly makil because of the fact that the spade was written in the ground. But if there isn't a spade, no. And therefore, inami, so just like here, there's no spade. Unless there's that's what Beit Shammah says. Unless there is a bit of meat on the hide, then the hide is not muktzah machmat the meat. But if there's no meat over there, then that would be considered to a deker notes. But if there's no meat on the hide, then the hide is muktzah. It's asur. Forget it. You can't use it. It's like if there wasn't a deker notes, exactly the same. There's no stira. And that's from Beit Shammah's side. From Beit Hillel's side again, inami ad kaloka Beit Hillel hacha ele dechazi lemazga. Beit Shammai says, Beit Hillel says, why can you use the hides over here? You know why? Because you can sit on them. They're good for sitting already as they are. Look at Rashi. Can I tie a shivet and sit? Shotchim begadim al gabi akar. They put out like clothes or something on the floor. Venismachim yoshvin al birchehen. They sit on there on squats. They sit squatted. But they sit squatted like on something underneath them. Remember Vesachim. have zagnin abirke v'dadar. They're sitting on each other's knees even. V'nim tzayit shlichatan tzorech yom tov. And therefore, putting this carpet out, says Yom Bet Hillel, is for tzorech yom tov, to at least they aren't sitting properly on the floor. So that's why Hillel says, okay, aval hatam lo, but then what's going on, what's the use of it there? There, so it's here, but Hillel's makil, there's machbir, but it's not a stira. There's a reason. Here it's particularly intrinsic to Simchat Yom Tov. There it's not. So again, there was Eli Kashi HaKashi. Maybe we're going to find that if you think there's a Kashi between two Mishnahs, where Rabbi Yochanan says, Mukhil Hashitas, this is it. Beit Shama Omrim. And you have the Gemara quotes also in tomorrow's stuff. Ein Mesakin Atrisa Be Yom Tov Be Hila Matiri. Right? Now we've seen this as well in Masechet Shabbos. Ein Mesakin Atrisin. So now what are the Trisin? The Trisin are like the shutters of the houses, remember? But there are shutters of the houses, of the windows. But they would also double up as a counter, as a shop counter. Remember, that open up the window and will fold out to be a shop counter. Now, Rashi points out an interesting thing, that you're allowed to buy on Shabbos. If you know the guy. Because if you know the shopkeeper, according to this, it's pshat, that the shop owners worked on Shabbos. They opened up the shop on Shabbos, just guys didn't pay. If you would come and take, there'd be a lot of trust around. The shopkeeper would open up. You needed something for Yontif. You'd go to the shop. You'd take something. You'd smile at the guy. You'd say, Al Chag Sameach. You'd go into the counter behind the shop. You'd take your kilo of flour. You'd go home. You wouldn't mention any money. And after Yontif, you'd come square up. So the shopkeeper could have his business open. The guys who for Yontif couldn't suffer because suddenly you need something to make a cake and you haven't got the flour. It's Simchat Yontif after all, so you allow it. Everything's at a mutar, obviously. You couldn't go and buy a car. Or a wheelbarrow or a screwdriver, I suppose, right? But you could, if you needed to crush nuts, you'd probably buy a hammer, right? So it says over here. So by Hillel, by Shammai says, lost my place. So Amos like natural to be yom tov, but Shammai says you can't do it. Look at Rashi. There's no Rashi there, right? Ube Hillel Omrim Matirin. But Hillel says, Matir af lahachzir, even to return and to look at Rashi, and you can close it properly. You can't even think that closing is not tzorich. Opening at least is a tzorich, because you're going to open up the shop so guys can come in and buy from. Once you close the tree, what tzorich is there for Yontov? That's tzorich Yontov. He says, even people who say that there's no binyan when it comes to Kelim, we have that at Machlokes Shabbos as well, is there big bonnet with kalim or not, and since this shutter is a kli, maybe it's no bone, right? I don't want to get involved in that, okay? We're not getting into discussing that. Yeah, we see the other way around now, but Shama says, you can't open up the trisim. And this is an important part of Simchat Yom Tov. But I mean, here comes the steer again. We have our first Mishnah there, where Beit Shammai was Makil. And the Gemara says, okay, Bishlo Beit Shammai, Beit Shammai Lokashia. Now the Gemara changes Gidl, but it says like this. Bishlom Beit Shammai, we don't actually have the Rabbi Yochanan yet. The Gemara just answers the stira and says, Bishlom Beit Shammai Lokashia. There's a lot of stira with two Beit Shammais. Why? Hatam deke deke naot, zachaleke deke naot. Because there you had the spade in the ground. But hachaleke, here there's nothing with Rashi. Kromar leke time leke. There's no reason to be matir over here. The Kesarva Yesh Binyan Mekalim. Beit Shammai's in the opinion that there's Binyan Mekalim, therefore undoing and opening shutters is Binyan. And there he was making because it was dekenaut. There's no dekenaut. So it's not a case of chumre yontif, Simchat Yontif or not. But Shammai's got exterior reasons, external reasons. There he's machmir. But dekenaut, you already done some sort of preparation for the digging. It was okay. Yeah, he's done nothing. And there is binyan mekadim. So you can't allow the guy to just open the windows. What have you done? Maybe if you'd untied the window area of yontif, but Shammai would say, okay, but yeah, you haven't done that. So it's not a stira. And Ela Be Hillel, but Be Hillel's a Kashia. Hillel Be Hillel a Kashia. Right? Because why did Hillel say he has a Kashia? Why is he has a Kashia? Because Be Hillel there was Machmir. And yeah, he's Makil. And again, even if you don't say Binyan Bekadi, but you know, what's going on over here? Why can you suddenly allow the guy to undo this thing? It's Tircha Lelola Tzorech, maybe. Or it's, it doesn't seem to be anything that was prepared Erev Yontif to allow you to do this. There, Rabbi Yochanan says, Mukhev Rashitas. The Gemara seems to say, maybe that's a place you can say Mechir Rashitas. Now, there's a Mesorah Shastav here, which changes this hay over this year. It says, Dilma lo hi. The Gemara says, no. Even here, maybe we have to say Mechir Rashitas. Ad kanok amir hila hacha, ele mishum, de'ein binyam akadim. Here, Behil says, no problem. What's your big deal? They ain't binyan b'kelim, so I don't care if the guy opens the shutters or not, even closes the shutters. Vein steer b'kelim, there's no binyan, no steer, there's nothing happening. Aval hatam lo, but there, what do you want? There, it's isur yont, it's an avail, it's muktzah, it's completely asur. And therefore here he'd say it's not a problem, and you can do it because there's no binyan b'kelim, therefore you aren't doing anything wrong to begin with. So pashut that for simchat yom tov is not even an issue. Even if it wasn't simchat yom tov, what do I care? Open and close your shutters. There, it's really a big problem. There, it's an availa, the availa is muktzah. And there's just no question of Simchat Yom Tov or not. They're all differences altogether. Okay, so that was the end of that Mishnah. Now we start seeing the Mishnahs that the Gemara referred to. So now we'll start seeing the Machlokot between the Beit Shammai. See, here comes the first Beit Shammai. Omrim lo yitol elim ken anin abim bodyom. You can't take the burden if you actually handled it Erev Yontif. Omrim omed vomer. But he said, what a problem. Zeva ze anin otel. Just make a stand there, make a declaration. Look at Rashi. Omed vomer bodyom. We're talking about Erev Yontif now, rather than on Yontif itself. So that goes like this. I'm Rav Chanan Bar Ami. Remember the same Rav Chanan Bar Ami we saw early on. They had an argument with the Rav, right? So I'm Rav Chanan Bar Ami. Machloket bebricha rishona. This the machlok between Hillel and Beit Shammai is only worth the bricha rishona. We'll see over here that Rashi will explain in a moment, right? That this bricha. What's going on? Look at Rashi. Bricha rishona. There's a little bit of a difference of expression between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. Let's see how we're doing for time. Rashi says as follows. What's a bricha rishna? He says, Derech Megadle Yonim. The first bricha is like the first hatching of the season. So you've got the original mother and father birds. And then their first hatch, according to Rashi, it's the first hatching of the season. Derech Megadle Yonim, people who farm doves. Laniach bricha rishna shel kol shana liot tsevet le'ima. They keep, they don't take these. They don't sell them, they don't shech them, they don't do anything with them. They leave them there at the nest, whatever it's called. The, what do you call it? A pigeon nest? That's a word. Got a name for it.
Coat.
A dove coat. Dove coat. Dove coat. That's a word. Dove coat. Okay, you leave it there to be like you have in houses. The old parents always keep with them, like one of the kids look after them. Same thing over here with the birds. Right, so that's what he says of Yasez Rav Ami, that the machlok is with the bricha rishona. Right, why is that a case? The Beit Shammai savrei gazrinan til ma'ati dam luche, v'del savrei lo gazrinan. What's going to be here? Beit Shammai says as follows: since it's the first set of birds that have been born, and there's a reason to keep them with their mother, ki shakelehu lemach, we come take them tomorrow, atlim luche b'chayisal, you're going to feel sorry, you say, ach, I'm a rachmonis, how can I take these birds? They're the first ones, I got in for the mother. And you're not going to take them. Right? V'havelei tiltul shelo letzorech, and therefore picking them up, holding them in your hand, turns out lo letzorech, because it was muktzah if you weren't going to take it. The bird's only not muktzah if you've dedicated that bird to be eaten on yontif. Once you not take it, lemafreya by Shammai saying, if you just do a declaration, and you come and take them, lemafreya, it's proof the declaration wasn't a real declaration. Therefore, the time that you actually held up the birds was a muktzah bird. Therefore, don't do it. Right? It's a hever umishen nina. But once you actually held the birds in your hand, umishmesh by him yom and held it and played with the erev yontif leshchita mi ba'od yom leshchita lo chais. You won't now have rachmonis. And if we aren't worried, you're going to take it. Right? In other words, when you held in your hand yesterday and you weren't worried about checking it tomorrow, tomorrow you'll come pick it up as well. In other words, by holding it in your hand, once you actually held this bird, you already come to terms with the idea that you're checking it. If you haven't actually held it yet, you might not. Okay? It's an argument here and how sensitive people are. And Behilal says, no, we aren't gozer about that. He says, no, we don't worry about that. It's good enough that you do it. However, says Rav Chanan, when it comes to the second bricha and the third and the fourth and the fifth, there is no machloket whatsoever. Even Beit Shammai says declarations are good enough because we aren't worried that you're going to take them. Beit Shammai is very concerned with the first bricha. That's according to Rav Chanan. The Gemara now seems to want to say, why the Beit Shammai question of Hillel? Why do we actually have to say ze v'ze? If you're pointing and saying that one and that one I'm taking. Why don't we say, I'm taking two birds tomorrow? Right? Because what's going on over here? V'chitayma b'hidel leit lehu breira? Or are we going to say now, that b'hidel hasn't got breira? I mean, breira is that retroactively what we chose, what we intended to choose. Remember, like where we can mafresh the truma and maaseh. Remember, you finish drinking at the end, you say what was left over was originally what I intended to put aside for truma at the beginning. So now, why is it Hillel say? Hillel say, Breira? But Hillel say, Breira, when I took these two birds, those are the two birds that I meant to take. What's the problem? Say, Breira. The Gemara says, why? But not. Hamet, Bebayit. We saw this already, this Gemara, we've seen this a couple of times. In Eruvin, we saw it, right? We saw it recently in Eruvin, but we've seen it in other places as well, I think. You got a dead body in your house. You've got lots of openings to the house. You've got windows and doors all over the show. So as things stand at the moment, all the windows and doors are essentially suitable. Well, windows, we'll see tomorrow, as long as they're dotted, I'll dot it 4x4 that a body can get through. But provided they're big enough that a body can get through, and doors certainly can, any of those doors or windows were suitable to be open to take the body out. Which means the body's going to pass through that door. Therefore, anything in the door frame would become tame tumat bait automatically, even though we haven't opened the doors are all closed. Niftachem, if you open one of the doors, right, then hu tame v'chulan tohorim, then it's by showing that you open the one door, right, even after the body died, even after the person died, right, your dead body, and then after you open the one door, it's clear that, right, that is the door that you're going to take him out of. Right, and therefore all the other windows and doors, whatever else is in those door frames, are not. I suppose you use those door frames or window sills to store stuff. They clearly wouldn't become tame. Chishav lehotziyo be'echad mehen. If you just had intention to take him out of one of the windows or one, or bechalon sheyesh bo arba l'arba, one of the windows, matzeret al kol haptachim kulan. There we see it's already good enough to just have thought about a door, right? Rashi Matzelet. Where's the Rashi? Matzelet Akol Aptachim Milatamei Keilu Niftach. If you open it, so you're just sitting, you think, "Oh, I'm taking him out of that door over there." That's really good enough now. That's really good enough. So now Miftach Mechem Hu Mitamei Kudim Derech Cheshal Tzevudim Mechem Or Bechalon Shesh Bakeh. Beit Shama Omrim. Beit Shama says, "Vehu Shechashav Liotzio Ad Shelo Yamutamei." So now, within this question over here that you had intention to open up one of the windows, but Shammai said that's only good if you intended that particular door before the guy died. Right? That's what Beit Shammai says. But Beit Hillel says, even if it's after the person died. Look at Rashi over here. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines to the wide, 6 lines to the wide lines, the middle of the lines. The Kesal Tiyach, the Bera Pligin, the Rashi says, it seems like what's the Machmir Behila Beit Shammai? Breira. Ube Kedim Shayu Behem Be Mitte LeMachshava. And the Kedim that were in those windowsills or door frames between the time that the body died and at the time you decided which door you're going to open. Beit Shammai Saber Lo Amin and Huvrar Demi Ikare Date Lahachi Havai. Beit Shammai says that you can't say that the guy's already dead and now you decide to open that window. Ah, there's Breira. That's Pashut, the window you always intended, the door you always intended to open. And therefore, Lo Yadatu Shapri. He says, no. If I decide now, it's Pashut, that's the door I always going to intend to open, and therefore there's Breira. But the Maya Desak Lachashta, Svir Landa Niftach Echad Mehem, Nami Avu Pliga Bekadim, Demi Kari Vitorin de Katani Leel, the Divya Kol Bekadim Mikaka. That's another machloket. So now we want to seems over there, Behilal and Beit Shammai. If we said that's the machloket, then we're seeing that Behilal does have Breira. So what's the problem? Why does Behilal actually say, have for you to say, Zev is there? It's good enough to say, I'm going to take birds. And once we take them, we'll know which ones it is that we wanted. Right, Behilal, I'm Misha Ramat. The question though, it isn't, you can't prove that why. Because I eat Bar Allah. On that one over there, we had a machloket Amoraim, Amaraba. Rabbi says, L'taher d'abtachim mikan l'haba. Rabbi says that what's the svara over there? The machlok Hillel Beit Shammai is not about Breira at all. It's got nothing to do with what happened between the time that the body died and now. It's from now on. As of now, once I decided which door I'm opening, right, from now on, if somebody should bring some kli and leave it on one of the other windowsills, one of the doorposts, but Hillel saying it wouldn't become tame. But Shammai saying it would still become tame because you had to have decided before the body died. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yosheh, L'tahir t'abtachim mikan l'haba, mikan l'haba in, l'mafreya lo. Okay, so therefore, according to Rabbah, there's no Breira. Therefore, it was important for Rav, for Beit Hillel, to actually say which words you're taking. Rava Amar, Rava says, no. Lo'olam l'mafreya. There is, even a mafreya would work. Right? It's not a question of Mila Haba. In that machloket over there between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai, it's even l'mafreya, even already the kalinap already there. So what's the reason? So what's the machloket? Vahacha, hainu taima. Dilma metaltel v'shavik, metaltel v'shavik. Why the Beit Hillel say that you got to go back to Rava? There is Hebrera. So how come Beit Hillel says nonetheless you still got to actually say I want those birds? Because what's going on is these things you might, if you don't actually say those words, what you're going to do? You're going to come on Yontif, pick up a bird, not good enough. Pick up a bird, not good enough, right? And then metal tlamidi de lo chazile, and then you end up picking up birds which are not really suitable for you. And then it turns out that those birds are all muktza. Because the only time you can pick up a bird is if it's a bird you intend to eat. You can't start choosing birds and picking up all birds. Only the bird you're going to eat is you got to pick up on Yontif. Other birds are all muktza for you. So if you end up picking and choosing and picking and choosing, putting up, putting down, putting up, putting down, Beit Hillel says, no. Forget about it. I'm not Breira now. We don't want you getting involved with birds you want to eat. So therefore, that, say those two birds, you'll know exactly which ones you want. You'll come and you'll pick them up. Says, but wait a second. Va'amarta ba'omed va'omer zevazeh anino tel sagya. So I don't understand. We're not talking about actually standing up on the dove coat and on the ladder and looking into the nest and saying that one and that one. We're talking about a guy standing on the ground and saying those over there. We don't know what they look like from afar. They're 20 meters up in the ground. Who knows what they look like? Look at the Gemara says, va'amarta ba'omed va'omer zevazeh anino tel sagya. Look at Rashi here, very last line. Second last line of Rashi. Don't you actually touch them? What's going on? We could still end up having that problem. That when you climb up the ladder to actually go get them on Yontif, you might think, no, those are bigger ones, those are smaller ones, let me take the other ones. We haven't got rid of that problem. This is only on Erev Yontif, Rashi. Klomar heched de yadem erev yom tov tahani hu das minan the two bein shen chushin bein shen shmenim lo shaki dachin esha yodeya she muktzin hein shem shelo zimnan. When can you say from afar? That's erev yom tov, but you know exactly which ones you're taking. Therefore, we haven't got a problem. Aval be yom tov on yom tov itself, right? Rashi says, "Yeah, kashir baal varam be yom tov. You come and check on yom tov. Klomar shlo bired varam. Well, you haven't checked them erev yom tov." You think, tomorrow I'll check them. Asur, that you can't do. The zimnin, the mishkach, shmenim, khushim, khushim, shmenim, or kemetal tel midi lo chazi. You end up actually taking the wrong ones. They have to be that of Yontif already. You have to know what you're talking about. You have to have an idea which eggs you take. You can't check them on Yontif. Look at Rashi. The mishkach, shmenim, khushim, or tam anirim, shmenim, le mar'e nav. Those that seem they were like fatty ones, nimtsim, ksad, nikhushim, very little ones. And b'shim shuvam, you actually come and taste them. When you come and check them, v'kushim nimtzim shvayim, the other way around, right? So he says, inam, he also zim the mishkachay kulu kushim. Might find they're all kushim. V'shavik don't actually take any of them. V'ati limnuyam b'sim when you go and end up now having simchat yontif. So therefore, you have to prepare. All this is only works if you do it erev yontif. You got a good idea. You can recognize the birds, and you know what you're talking about. And they sit aside, and you can take them on yontif itself. You can't come and do anything. All this achane has to be done erev yontif. Okay, that was the first mishnah, which is literally Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. The next mishnah, this one is now where the fun begins. Okay, zimen shchorim. You came erev yontif, right? And you said there would be saw two black doves. And look at Rashi. This important Rashi. Velo hayasham od, and there were no other doves. There were only two black doves there. You come back in the Mishnah, the next day you come, and the only white ones there. So look at Rashi, Vadai amezumanim halchu lahem, v'elu acherim da'atu lehu me'al me'de shovach. Right? And therefore, it's pashut that the ones that you chose have gone, and these ones that came are completely new birds. They weren't part of your choice at all. Another, hang on to the Rashi for a moment. Levanim matzah shchorim, same thing, you chose white ones, and there were only white ones there. Next, you found black ones. Or shnayim, you chose two particular birds, and tomorrow you come to the nest to matzah shlosha, you see three. Look at Rashi. V'chein shnayim matzah shlosha, v'eino makir da muchanim, kulam asurim. Now, they're all asurim, says the Mishnah. Why? Because you don't know who these are. you choose white ones and they're black ones, you chose black ones and they're white ones, or you ask for, you chose two birds, they're saying they're three birds. Now, you could say that, look, the two are mine and the third one is not mine, but which is the third one? You don't know. They all look the same. So therefore, says the Mishnah, they're all Asur. They're all Asur. Right? On the other way around, Shlosha, you chose three birds for tomorrow. You want to have a big lunch. Chose three. Umatashnayim, and then you came and there were two birds there. Mutayim, you can take those two birds. Why? Look at Rashi. The assumption is that the two that you originally chose out of the three have gone, but the one or the two that you originally chose stayed and the one went. You don't say, ah, they're all gone, the three, and these are two others altogether, and therefore they are. We don't say that. We tole that the two that stayed are the two that were, or the two that are there are the two that stayed. Now, if you chose betochake, you came and you up on the ladder of Yontif and you looked into this dove coat and you chose two, I'm taking these two birds. And then you came on Yontif and Matzalif Nehaken. They were in front of the nest. Rashi is over here. Ubetocha ken lo matzaklum. Inside the nest there's nothing. Right? Only on the outside. Asurin. Why the Asuk at Rashi? Aredu Asurin. Gemara Farash was in Gemara Why? The Mishnah often says, Ve'in aim sham elahem, Aredu Mutarim. If the only birds that are there are these two, in other words, there were only two birds to begin with, and these are the two birds that were inside yesterday, now they're outside, you can take them. If the other birds are around, you can't take them. This is very, very quickly. Black and white, and then white and black, or three, and now there are two left, all asur. Sorry, two, and now there are three, all asur. We black and white, pashut, they aren't the same birds, and we wanted two, now there are three, one of them's not, at least one is not our bird, we don't know which one it is, so they were all muktzah, and there's a possibility they're all three on you, and the two flew away, and three or three other came back. If we chose three birds, Erev Yontif, and now there are two, the Mishnah, we can assume that they're the same two that stayed in there, for they're okay. We went up and we looked in the nest, we want two that were in the nest, and we come back the following day, that they're none in the nest, they're two outside the nest, us, so we assume that the two in the nest went away, these came back. The Mishnah says, however, if there were only two birds to begin with, and unless they're in the nest, now something that you can assume that they are those birds, you can have them as well. Okay. So now, the Gemara says, Pshita, I don't understand. What's going on over here? Right? This we're talking about the first case of your black and white and black, and two and three. So I'm a rabbi, no. Rabbi says, not so pashu. What are we talking about? Kigon, Shezim, and Shchoy Mulevani. You actually wanted black and white. Veishkim, Umatze, Shchoy Mulevani, Mulevani. Velami Mulevani, Shchoy. So originally, look at Rashi. There were two nests. In the one nest, there were black ones, the ones there were white ones. V'chol ha'kinin muvdalin memechitzot v'aliot. Rashi says that all these nests. I sent you pictures up this morning. You see the picture I sent? So you've got like little kuchs, and it could be double layers, which are all separated. That's what Rashi says over here. K'derech kol shavachin ashin aliot harbe. Lots of different layers, one top of the other. V'chol aliyah yesh ba mechitzot harbe. Lots of different kuchs inside them as well. Right, so this is what Rabbi says. Talking about lots of nests. And now hishkiu matza, v'achikamar zimen shchorim beken zeh. Says Rashi, you chose black ones in that nest, umatzab, and you found white ones in that nest. V'levanim zimen b'sheini umatzab bo shchorim. In other words, they switched around. That's what Rabbi says. That's why it's not so pashut. Right, v'achim kom shchorim matza ma'ahud. What we have thought? Tani ninu v'tabuchet papuch. You would have been, what big deal? So the white ones went from the white from their nest into the black holes, and they scared out the black ones. The black ones are now next door. They're the same birds. Why are they? What's the problem? So therefore, you'd think that they are mutar. Kemashbla, no. Henech azul alma. Pani yachinu the machloket. The Mishnah's machskana is that the assumption is that the black ones and the white ones, all the birds you didn't chose, flew away. And these are the different nests or new birds completely. We don't make kill here. We don't make kill. It's ever you can use them. And that's why it's not pashut. Because we would have thought, maybe it's the same birds, just they were in that nest and they were in that nest. Let's be honest, what's the big deal? No. The Gemara says over here now, Lema Messiah Leila Rab Chanina. Maybe this story over here with the birds flying away can help us prove Rab Chanina's point. Amar Rab Chanina. Rab Chanina said there's a Gemara in Baba Batra. We've got a case of Rov v'Karov. Right? So we've got Psukim. With Rov, it's easy. We say, Achreim l'Hatot. So the Torah tells us that we mean Safek, we've got a situation of right? In Karov as well. I think Rashi brings it over here. The case of Karov, Rov Karov, in Ba'a Ma'aseh Lefaneinu V'yeshti Tlotot B'davar Karov Lo La'atir Le'esor. So we can say, something's in front of us, a case. And now we can say on Karov. I think Rashi quotes the Pasuk over here of Karov from Eglah Rufa. You know, Eglah Rufa, So you find a dead body there. And how do you decide who brings the korban? You measure in the closest city. So we've got a din as well that they seem to take responsibilities. So you've got two makorot in the Torah for sorting out problems. One is acharei rabim latot, we go after the majority, or karov v'rachok, you go after the karov, right? The question is, what about when they're contesting with each other? Here in our case, we've got karov and we've got rov. What's rov? Rov, most of the birds in the world aren't in this nest. Most of the birds in the world are in another nest. And therefore, you know, if we go after rov, so the majority of the birds aren't here. On the other hand, if we go after karov, so we've got the next door nest, this nest, the birds are all close to each other. Okay, so that's what now that's what Rabbi Chanina wants to say. Rov karov helech achar harov. That's Rabbi Chanina. So we can say there's a proof that this Mishnah supports Rabbi Chanina. Because we're saying that karov would have meant the black ones are next door and the white ones are next door, and they just switched around. They karov one to the other. No, we go after rov. We assume that all the birds flew away and these birds came in, and therefore we're going after all the birds in the world. We're not going after the birds that are close to us. So the Gemara says, no, it's not the case. Rabbiya bedaf, hachlami bedaf. Abai says, listen, we can't prove anything here from this case of Bichanina. What do we say, bedaf? Look at Rashi. Yeah, bedaf, the very first wide lines of Rashi. There's a step, like a ledge. There's a big ledge off the nest. And they go onto it and out of it. And the doves all come and sit there. Lots of birds come. They're scared to go into the nest. And therefore, what's happening is they're still in the nest. They're scared of it. The guys in the nest scared them away. Suddenly, the guys from the nest go out. These guys come in. Right, so why are we really asur? Not because we assume that the birds flew away, but maybe they were just sitting on the ledge because they were scared to go in. And asur, there was an opening that could go in. Hilchach asur, and dahavulehu kulhu krovim shebedaf v'shavkan. They were all close, right? Hilchach zil batrov. We go after the rov. So he wants to say, "Yeah, now habaya." Abaya seems to be saying that it could be both. It could be a combination, if I understand correctly. I'm not sure I understand correctly. If I understand Abaya with the daf, he's saying Rabbi Chanina wants to say Pashut, there we go after Rov. Abai is saying, no, we've got a case of Karov and Rov. We've got a bit of a mixture. Some are, because they're on the ledge, they're all on the ledge, so they're all Karov. But therefore, we go after the majority of those that are on the ledge, and those majority of the ledge aren't the ones that are in the nest, but not the Rov of Rabbi Chanina, we go after over the world. I think that's what Abai is saying. Because otherwise, it doesn't really make too much sense. That's what Abai says over there. The Gemara now quotes the next case of the Mishnah. Shnayim u'matzah shlosh asurim. If there were two birds, now we find a third one. We said it all last week. Where's this pasuk? Why man of shach? What if every look at it? If it's another one, there's other ones. If they aren't all new ones, at least one of them is a new one, and it's mixed up. In which one is it? If every look at it, asur. Remember what the case is. Okay. The next case of Mishnah was Tosha Matzah Shnayim Mutarin. If there were three to begin with, and now you suddenly find two, it's mutar. What says my timer? Why? The Chabinayu Azlama. The Gemara says Pashut, because these are the original birds, and one of them went away. The Gemara says, maybe here Lamanitin Rebbe Hivu Rabbanan. Maybe our Mishnah is according to Rebbe and not Rabbanan. Right? Why? We're going to quote the Brighter now. Brighter says like this: the Tanya we learned in a Brighter. This will go in Sechip Sachi. Heniach mana umatzavatayim. A person left a bit of money. Mana. The assumption of here talking about Masi Shady money. And you come back and you find double the amount. Right? So what's the writer says? Chulinu Masa Shaini, Rabbi Inzeh Bezidi Rabbi. Rabbi says, you left Mane, Masa Shaini, and you found two, so therefore it must be Chulin and Masa Shaini mixed up one with the other. That's what Rabbi says. V'chachamrim omrim, Chachamrim say, no, I call Chulin. Chachamrim say, no, why is I call Chulin? It's Pashut. If I call Chulin, look at Rashi right at the bottom of here, where's Rashi? I call Chulin. Hoyo v'lo matzah k'moshi. Since you didn't find what you left there, Chulin ha'kel, we go to ha'kel. V'lo mar, what do we say? Natal et harishon ve'nich makom acher ve'niach shuv et elu v'shachach. And God says, and therefore he put these back. He took the others away and put new ones together. Shalom ve'niach out Chulin u'mad maaseh b'yachad. Chachamim said, listen, God don't, as a rule, mix up maaseh money and Chulin money. Don't do it. So therefore, when there was one net, was fine. It could be Masi Shani money. Now that there are two there, it's Pashut, the guy took away the one and brought back the other. Think about our birds, right? There was one there, and now we're saying the one's gone. It's two new birds altogether. Okay? That seems to be what Rabbanan would say. Rebbe would say, no. According to Masa, that's what the Gemara says over here. Shlosha Matzah Shnayim. Lam Anitin Rebbe Hivro Rabbanan. Because in the Shlosha Matzah Shnayim, we're saying, when there were three and two are left, we're saying it's the original two that are left. Where Rebbe says, that's what Rebbe says. We've got the original money left behind. Rabbanan say, no, it's all new money. It's all new birds. So Mishnah not like Rabbanan. Another case, in Yach Matayim, you left two, right, 200s, or Matzah money, you only found one money. So now what's Rebbe say? Mana munach u mana mutal. Rebbe says again, it's the original one there that was stayed and the other one's gone. That's our case of here. We had three birds, now we got two. We say the original bird stayed and the other bird's gone. Chachamim marim na, kol chuli. Chachamim say no. If you had originally two, right now you got one money. We don't say that it's one of Maaseh Shady. We say all the Maaseh Shady is gone. It's all new money. Parallel in our Mishnah. It's all the birds are gone and it's new birds. Okay, so therefore it seems our Mishnah is saying, like Rebbe, our Mishnah is saying it's the original birds that stayed behind when there were three and now there are only two. So the Gemara says, no. After the time, Rabbanan. You could even say Rabbanan. Why could you say Rabbanan? In other words, why could you say that our Mishnah is even Rabbanan? In other words, not like Rabbanan there in Chulin where they said it's all Chulin. Va'ikmar Allah, didn't Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar say, D'amit Travayu, Sha'ani Gozalot, Hoyul Vasinu Dadot? That birds are different. In other words, the money and the birds are completely different. Birds wander around. So therefore, they move, they move around. So birds, one bird could have gone, two birds stayed. But money doesn't move around. Money doesn't have legs. If money is missing, it means somebody came and took the money. And therefore, Rabbanan say that money, you don't leave Maaseh money and Chuli money together. So it's partially if somebody took it, they took it all and they brought something else back. But birds, see Rabbanan who say there with the money, it's all Chulin, could agree in our Mishnah that the birds wander around. One bird went, two birds stay, they go and they come. And therefore, it could be the same bird. So it's not a proof necessarily that this Mishnah is Rebbe and it's not Rabbanan. Up to now, clear, right? So Gemara says like this. Why do I have to give that answer? Sha'ani gozalot hoyil vasuyin dedot. That birds are different because they wander around. Look at that Rashi there where he says hoyil vasuyin. It's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines on the top there of the wide Rashi towards the end. Hoyil vasuyin regilim haim liot medadin echad echad. Birds, as a rule, they go one off, one comes, right? They go and they come. Of our money, but money lo halach me'alav elim ken natu. Like I just take it. K'shenatal natal shnei. Like I said, okay, that's the Rashi over there. So now the Gemara is upset. Why did the Gemara have to say that v'lamri nishnoi ala sha'ani gozalot hoyel vashinu dadot? Why did we? Without that, we could have still said that our Mishnah could be Rabbanan as well, right? Now the Gemara explains why. On that, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, we had a machloket like this. Chadamar b'shnei kisid machloket. On that Mishnah there, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar had a machloket. One said that we're talking about two. When we said there mane matayim or mane etc., it was two separate pouches. It wasn't just two amounts of money in one pouch. One said it was two separate pouches, and that was the machloket there between Rabbi and Rabbi Bechachamim. But if it was one pouch, even Rebbe would say it's chulin. Because if it was all in one pouch, and now you found you had a money in one pouch, and you got two money in one pouch, or you had two money in one pouch, and you got one money in one pouch, even Rebbe would agree that you took the whole pouch and brought back another pouch. Because only when there were two pouches, right? Let's go through, right? Chulin. So that was the one explained the machloket was when there were two pouches. And one said, no, the machloket was when the money was in one pouch. About b'shnei kis, it was in two pouches. If it was in two pouches, right? And one says that the machloket was when it was in one pouch. But in two pouches, everybody agreed, even chachamim, that half of the one pouch that was left was the same pouch. Okay? So what we see over here, that is not so partial between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yochanan, what the machloket was, that one of them says that the whole machloket was when it was in two patches. The one said the machloket was when it was in one patch. Right? And let's go through one more time. But the one who says it was the machloket was in two patches says when it was one patch, they all agree it was chulin. And the one says, Bekis Echa was the machloket. It was in two patches. They all agree that one of them was there and one of them wasn't there. The most like it's Bishlom Elamandam Vishnei Kisin Machloket. According to the Tana, the Amora there, which side it was, it says that the whole Machloket was when there was in two patches. And the guy who said that the Machloket, right, the Machloket was in two patches, but one kiss, everybody agrees, Chulin. So two patches is like two birds. There we agree that you'd have to say Hachashani Gazot Hoyel Vasuin Ledadot. That's different. Because they said there that the machloket, right? This goes through Bishlom Lamanda Bishnei Kissin, the machloket. When the guy said the machloket was two kissin, which is like in our case two birds. But he said with one, right, that there one, the Sherebi would say that it's the original birds, right? But none said it's chulin. There we'd have to say birds are different. Because in the birds, our Mishnah seems to say that they all okay. And there Rabbanan would say, no, it's not the same birds. So we have to say, how can we make our Mishnah also Rabbanan? By saying that it's different to birds, birds are different. However, the Lamanda Amar Bekis Echad Machloket. But according to the one of those people, or Rabbi Eliezer, or Rabbi Yochanan, who said that the whole Machlok was with one kiss, when the money was in one kiss, Aba Bishnei Kissin Divrei HaKol Mane Munachu Mane Mutal. But everybody agrees that when it was in the machloket was one kiss, but two kissim, everybody agrees that what was left behind is what was was the original one. Hashtamanish Allah. Ha might bishne kissin or pligi. Why do we have to say different because of birds? Because it's the same. We could even say because everybody agrees if it was two birds, or it was two pockets, the one that was there was the original pocket that stayed. And yeah, it was birds, original bird state. So that birds and the money is the same thing. We don't have to give an answer, birds are different. You with me? Right? So Rashi says, no. Hacha begozot bekushim, we're talking about tied up birds. So birds that are tied together, almost like, when they're two birds, they're like one kiss. Vekisim bekushim baskin, and also two patches that are tied together. So two patches, also like one kiss. Right? So now it's the same. Now we've got two birds tied together and two pouches tied together. So now we do have to say that here, even when we had two birds tied together, or we had three birds tied together, and we got two birds left over, we said they were the same birds. Why didn't they all fly away together, tied together? Because the two pouches, they're tied together. It's partially the guy picks up the two pouches tied together, then the pouches are all gone and they're new pouches. You're not going to, right? So he says, oh, yeah, no. Why is it the difference? He says, "V'kisim b'kushim baskinan v'godim minatche adai." Because birds minatche adai, they untouch one another from one another. Kisim lo minatche adai. That's why birds can force themselves out and they can unleash themselves. So if there were three birds tied together, one of the birds could have flown away, got come loose from the three. But pouches, money packets, unless you physically come and undo them, they don't undo themselves. So therefore, according to Chachamim, when we say that that we're talking about tied birds and tied pouches, it's all the same. So that's why only according to the opinion that it's two pouches would we say that the Mishlak Chachamim, if we were to make this distinction over here and say that wine birds, they separate, we could pouches, they'd be the same pouches. With birds, they'd be different birds. They could be the original birds, not other birds. And therefore, Chachamim would say that. But according to Rebbe, so the Gemara says, yeah, but because we said that our Mishnah was like Rebbe. So Rebbe, Amalecha, Kisinami Zimil Mitakel. So how would Rebbe say it? Rebbe says, no, that even the pouches sometimes become undone, right? Rashi here on Yud Aleph Amud Bet. Mitakel Katrai, their knots become undone. Nitara Keshlehem, with Parek Be'alav, and they can be separated. Vavavana tells Shem, Lo Mekushim Matzam. And therefore the guy comes to take them, never found them attached. So basically Rebbe would say, in the machloket there, that even with money, it's the same story. The money, even though they could be tied together, they could be undone. When our Mishnah, it's only birds, which would be different, that would apply to Chachamim as well. End of over here.